Did you get something for Christmas that you are already wanting to return? Yep, I thought so. It's not always the thought that counts, is it? Sometimes a gift just flops and the holidays aren't over. I know for many of us, family gatherings happen all around Christmas. So if you don't have something to return yet, don't give up hope. I'm sure you will. Our expectations often don't get met with reality, and sometimes things just don't fit or aren't the right color or wouldn't be something we would personally buy for ourselves ever. That's why the day after Christmas, customer service lines are long. Retail analysts estimate that nearly $90 billion worth of gifts are returned each holiday season. It's sad but true. It just happens. We untie the bow and unwrap the box, wide-eyed, ready to experience surprise, joy, and fulfillment, only to look inside and see something we weren't expecting. Our heart sinks a bit and our countenance changes. Sounds a lot like life, doesn't it? So what do we do when the box we are given, the gift we are given in a season of life is full of pain, sorrow, misfortune, and struggle? First, do we even see it as a gift? Because I know my initial reaction is, that's a gift I would like to return. Let me give this one back. Jesus in the garden right before his arrest and crucifixion prayed in Matthew 26, "Father, if possible, let this cup pass from me. I really don't want this cup of suffering, but not my will, your will be done." Jesus, in all his humanity, suffered and endured the cross. He didn't give back that assignment. He left glory and came to this earth in the most humbling way as a lowly baby for that purpose. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross. Jesus knew what was to come. This broken, cursed world is not the end. He was born to die. He died to redeem, and he walked through suffering and pain to gain that victory and triumph over sin and death through his resurrection for you and me. So when we face pain and suffering, through knowing Jesus, we can have eternal peace that holds us steady no matter what we face or what gift we unexpectedly receive. When I believe all things begin and end with God, the creator of all things, I can trust he holds it all. I can't see what it all means or why bad things happen when God is good and God is love. But as some are unraveling in their faith and running away from the creator of all things, I choose to run to him and believe his word to be true. I plant my feet on that rock and foundation. In John chapter 6, at a time when some of Jesus' teachings were hard to understand for some of his followers, many walked away. John 6, 67. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Peter had the answer. You, Lord, are the Holy One of God. When that truth is our foundation, no matter the struggle, we turn to God, not away from him. Where else would I go? Lord, you are the Holy One of God. That's the truth. No matter the gift you may unwrap or how bad you want to return it, remember, the creator of all things holds it all and holds you close through it. That's the peace and hope that a little baby in a manger over 2,000 years ago was born to bring. Don't give that gift back. Receive it. I'm Lori Klein.